Surf Report.
Joining us from realsurf.com, the Don, Mr. Norris. Pancake Day.
Oh, matey, mate. You know what? There is a little tiny line that you could catch with something very buoyant southeast spots. Figure knee-high, possible waist-high bomb sets coming in. The wind forecast, of course, which you you discussed earlier this morning, is against us, though, with the northwesterly wind due to power up and really be blasting along by late this afternoon. That'll put paid, I would think, to anything resembling surfing for the next 24, 48 hours. You could get lucky. Sometimes when the wind blows very hard like this, it does actually generate a tiny little wind swell at right angles to the wind direction. But I don't think that there's much hope of that kind of thing today. So get out there early, Sydney surfers. Your favorite southeast spot is where you need to check, and because it's all going to blow away this weekend. Then looking at the week ahead, Simon, more of the same, but not quite as samey as last week's sameness.
A different form of samey.
Yeah, it's a less samey than we've been dealing with. There is actually a slight hope that we may pick up some small wind swell coming. Well, not wind swell. Yeah, wind swell coming off of some big storm systems that are due to be out in the Tasman this time of year. The storms all get shunted over toward New Zealand much more powerfully than they do during the wintertime. And so the primary energy is going that way. But a little bit of it should come back off the side of that wind, and we may get something here along the beaches of Sydney right through the wind. Small, not a lot better than what we have right now, but you could possibly be able to surf most days at southeast spots. Yeah, not a big call, but better than last week's dire flatness.
All right, well, we will keep an eye on the website to see if it improves. And Mr. Norris.
Indeed, Mr. Murney.
Have a science gardening weekend.
Oh, brilliant idea.
Really? I shall. Thank you. From realsurf.com, Mr. Don Norris. And now, with the latest...